Assistant Secretary of State James Kelly is in Beijing today, continuing efforts to end the impasse over North Korea's nuclear program. The U.S. wants China, North Korea's closest ally, to pressure Pyongyang to give up its nuclear ambitions. Anthony Kuhn reports that China is in a delicate position, trying to persuade its ally without provoking it.
U.S. Assistant Secretary of State James Kelly's talks this morning were with Vice Foreign Minister Li Zhaoxing, a former ambassador to the U.S. who many expect to become China's next foreign minister. Kelly struck a positive tone, but without giving details.
I will looking forward to some chats today with Chinese colleagues to talk about problems, Sino-American issues, issues involving the DPRK. I had excellent meetings in Korea. I'm very reassured.
In South Korea, Kelly said that the U.S. could resume food and fuel aid to North Korea, also known as the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, if it abandoned its nuclear weapons program. President Bush restated that offer yesterday. The remarks contrast with Washington's earlier refusals to negotiate in the face of Pyongyang's provocations, as well as Bush's own expressions of distaste for North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. South Korea also held out the prospect of further engagement with the North. Seoul's reunification ministry announced today that it had agreed to a proposal from Pyongyang to hold discussions in Seoul next week. The cabinet-level talks next Thursday and Friday would be the highest-level contact between the two Koreas since last October, when the current confrontation broke out. James Kelly indicated that diplomacy and coordination between the U.S. and North Korea's neighbors in the region were of vital importance.
We have to keep talking with each other to make sure that the things come out in the best possible way. And that's why I'm making this third visit to Beijing in the last few months. There's no substitute for communication.
It was during Kelly's visit to the region in October that he confronted Pyongyang with evidence indicating that it was secretly restarting a nuclear energy program that experts feared could be used to make atomic bombs. The U.S. insisted that this violated a 1994 agreement and responded by suspending food and fuel shipments to the North. Just before Kelly's arrival here yesterday, China held out the possibility that it could provide a venue for talks between the U.S. and North Korea. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Zhang Qiyue raised the idea at a press briefing Tuesday. We hope that the U.S. and North Korea will resume dialogue as quickly as possible, she said, as this is the most effective way to resolve the issue. If the relevant sides are willing to have their dialogue in Beijing, I think that that wouldn't pose any difficulty for us. Beijing has been firm in its opposition to the presence of nuclear weapons on the Korean Peninsula. But like South Korea, China is worried that cornering or further isolating Pyongyang could make it even more desperate and unpredictable. China has therefore been unwilling to pressure the North by cutting off aid shipments. In comparison to other countries' condemnation of Pyongyang's moves, Chinese criticism has so far been restrained. Han Zhensheng is a North Korea expert at the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences. First, we want to prevent war, he said. This is why we urge a peaceful solution to the problem. Of course, we don't want to see internal unrest in North Korea either. China is already coping with tens of thousands of hungry migrants crossing the border into Manchuria in search of food and work. Last year, dozens of North Korean asylum seekers barged their way into several foreign embassies and consulates in China, putting Beijing in a diplomatic bind. Pyongyang has had no immediate response to Washington's offer to resume aid if it drops its nuclear program, or China's offer of a venue for talks. Instead, North Korea's state media kept up its fierce rhetoric. The official Nodong Sinmun newspaper said today that North Korea needed to make its defense buildup first priority and strengthen anti-American education among its people. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.